Peggy, can you tell us how this school children in Assam were energized to influence the community towards sustainable and organic farming? This is a fantastic story. Please tell us again.
Well, this is an initiative that was launched by an NGO based in Jorhat called Prakriti Save Nature. And Fertile Ground, our NGO based here on Vancouver Island, has been working with Prakriti for several years. And one of the projects that they had was they have been doing hands-on activities in the classroom with children. And one very successful project was that they collected the styrofoam fish boxes. These are styrofoam boxes about 3 feet long and a foot and a half wide that they transport fish from Andhra Pradesh all the way into Assam. And in Assam, in the market, when these styrofoam boxes have been used, they just get chucked to the roadway or to the back of the market. And it's a huge environmental problem. So the NGO organizers, Samir Bordoloi and Mohan Bora, made a plan to collect food scraps and wastes and cow manure, and to start a project to explain how these items could be composted to make a really high quality natural fertilizer called vermicompost by introducing earthworms. So they purchased earthworms from the Agriculture University, and they gave each student in the class one of these styrofoam containers and a small bag of earthworms. First they composted the material, and then they actually went to each of the homes in the village of, I forget how many children, 50, something like that, children, with their parents there. And they gave them the little paper bag that had the earthworms in it, and put the earthworms carefully into the decomposing material, and then observed that over a period of time, that the castings from the earthworms were deposited on the surface. This is the excrement of the earthworm, deposited on the surface of the container, and then the students could collect this material. They actually sold the material to raise a little bit of money, but what's more exciting is that many of the families decided this would be a very good way to generate extra income for their families. So instead of a small 3-foot styrofoam box, some of the families built long, 8-foot long, 10-foot long bins and started collecting the gobar, the cow manure from their local cow, and adding hay and straw and rice straw, materials that were available locally for no cost. So another really wonderful way that the children were able to mobilize not just their families but the community of Jorhat was that at Diwali, it's common that they cut a banana plant about 6 feet, 8 feet high, and these are often put in front of the property during the festival time. And at the end of the festival, they're often discarded and just dropped into the ditch. So Samir and Mohan explained to the students that the banana stem, when it's composted, is a tremendous source of nitrogen and organic material for the soil. So the students and Prakriti organized a demonstration, a positive one, an awareness-building demonstration in the streets of Jorhat, and they made a formal request to the city to please provide them with some trucks that could go around after Diwali and pick up these banana stems and transport them out to a location where they could be chopped up and composted. So their newspapers were full of stories and pictures, Facebook page and the website of this group of enthusiastic young people carrying signboards encouraging the people in the city of Jorhat to take up recycling. So this is just one little way that a small group of children are influencing big changes in the way that their families are approaching agriculture and having more awareness that they don't need to buy chemical fertilizers and pesticides, that they have all the materials they need locally available. the start of a real green revolution for the people of Assam.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.